This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We want to start our day by reading a little bit out of the Bible and hearing what God has to say. You know, I hope if you're not a follower of Jesus at this point in your life, that this little time each morning just is helping you get a bit more full picture of what God is really like, that he's not some distant being unconcerned about what's happening in this world. He didn't just start the world spinning and wait to see what happened, nor is he some vindictive being who just can't wait to judge and condemn people. Rather, he is totally involved in the lives of his followers, and not only totally involved, but he has such insight into how this way of life that he has designed really works. If you already are a follower of Jesus, you know how significant it is to spend time with God in the morning, that it sets your mind, it shapes your life. This week we want to talk a little bit about anxiety, worry. I want to read you a few verses from what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, starting in verse 24. He says, "No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." Let me just read that last line again. You cannot serve God and money. And Jesus then immediately links this idea of serving money to the issue of anxiety. He says, "Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" Well, do you see Jesus' point? When money becomes the thing that you are serving. Now you think, well, money isn't my God, I don't pray to money, I don't have a religion of money. But when you think about it in reality, so easily and subtly, money can take the place of God in our lives. Instead of us looking to God to provide our needs, we can look to our financial status to provide our needs. Instead of thinking, God will satisfy me in the deepest places of my inner being, instead, we can so easily say, well, I have this sense that everything's not complete in my life, but I think if I had these things, if I had a nicer house, a bigger TV, a better computer, a faster car, all of these things, nicer clothes, even just some extra spending money, then it would fill up that hole in my life, because what I'm missing is these things. And Jesus says, you're so wrong about that. Those things will never satisfy. And isn't it just the case that among the rich in our world, lives are far more torn up and broken than even the brokenness we see in our own lives? It's not money that will meet your needs. It's not money that will satisfy you. It's not being able to wear fancier clothes or have all those other things that you want. It's God that will meet the needs in your life. Do you hear Jesus' question? Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? It's not things that will meet the inner needs of your life. This anxiety that you're feeling about having more money or having more things or what's going to happen at your interview of getting a raise at your job or whatever it is, those things are never going to satisfy, and even if those things fail you, you can still be at a place of such peace and contentment in your life when you make your life be about the most important thing. You were made for God. He made you so he could pour out his love in your life, and you could pour out your love to him as well. When that happens, life is good. Don't be anxious about the things that don't really matter. I'm John North.